goodness it's Friday.
Thank God. Let's go.
Good morning. Welcome to it. Nick Cooper and Tony Hart with you here. It's the Morning Brew on Mix 108. And coming up this morning, there is that breakdancer that's gone viral from the Olympic Games has spoken out.
Ray Gun.
Has responded to all of the feedback. I guess that's what we'll call it.
I mean, it hasn't been terrible. I see that she's getting some feedback from some of her fellow B-girls in Australia, though.
Oh, boy.
That's got to be more painful than what we have to say about it.
Well, yeah, you're probably not wrong. So.
You know? Plus, an incredible story out of the Twin Cities area where an 8-year-old girl came to arm with a baseball bat to protect her dad, and it was all caught on video.
Wow.
It's an incredible story. This girl's tough.
All
Let's
right.
Let's go.
Okay. Song in 60s on the way soon as well. It's your day for a song today.
I got a great song. I actually had to check and see if it was in the system and throwing you a curveball.
Well, great.
Throwing you a curveball today.
See how my stance is, if I can read the zone. Take a swing.
You're gonna be just fine. I think you're gonna fall right into place, and you're gonna hit a home run.
Oh, perfect. Looking forward to it. Play along at home in a couple minutes.
Mix 108. Good morning. It is the Morning Brew. It is Tony and Nick. It's time to play Song in 60. Rules are simple. Today I have a song in my head. I'm gonna try to give some clues out and see if y'all can figure out what the song is. Okay.
I'm in.
All right. It's a curveball, but it should be pretty easy.
Okay. Well, if you tell the batter you're throwing a curveball, they know to look for it.
Well, this is true. Wow, that's like some deep philosophy right there.
I'm in a sports mood today, apparently. We're going to carry on.
Here we go. Song in 60. Timer starts right now. Let's see. The opposite of exit.
Enter.
Okay, enter. Let's see. On the beach, you'll find this.
You're not, are you?
You'll find this next to the beach.
Is it really?
The sand. Oh, I mean, the water washes up on the.
Are we really going with that song? Is it Metallica?
Yeah!
Wow, Enter Sandman. Let's go.
Let's go. You know, it's Friday.
Okay.
One of the biggest rock and roll bands in the world has taken over Minneapolis, you know, U.S. Bank Stadium for two big nights. It's a big deal, and everybody knows this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, everybody knows Enter Sandman by Metallica.
So let's go.
It's a pretty safe bet for a Friday morning, so let's crank it up. Here's Metallica.
Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning. Happy Friday. So, was it Sunday was breakdancing day at the Olympics?
It was over the last few days. So, like, I think Thursday, Friday, Saturday, like, were the qualifying, semifinals, etc.
So, one Olympic breakdancer has gotten a lot of viral attention.
The only one, really, that people are talking about.
You're not wrong. Rachel Gunn.
Nobody can tell you who won the gold medal.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Nobody knows.
We all know who won everyone's attention.
Mm-hmm.
Her actual name is Rachel Gunn, an Australian breakdancer known as Ray Gunn.
Makes sense. She's a B-girl. We call her a B-girl.
Yes, in the biz.
She's a B-girl.
Yep. So, speaking out after her 2024 Paris Olympics performance that has gone viral, been getting mocked, and like a lot of it's playfully, but she didn't win, in case you missed that.
Well, she didn't win. Not only that, she didn't get one judge's vote in all her performances during the entire Olympics.
Yeah, the story reads, after losing her 3-round-robin battles by a score of 54-0, she kind of got beaten up a little bit there. Her unique dance moves, again, are the thing that has gotten people talking.
We should say her unique moves, because I'm not sure that there was any really dancing involved
this
in any
is
of it.
True. There have been moves like there was the kangaroo.
Mm.
I've seen plenty of memes featuring the kangaroo on social media lately.
It's going down in history, yes. In Olympic history.
There's kind of a snake looking one where she was like writhing around on the floor for a while.
She did some crazy things with her head upside. I mean, it was bizarre.
Yeah.
It was bizarre.
So there's some comments that she's offered here about the situation. And of course, it's like buried in the story. So I have to scroll down. Hold on here while I get to it.
Oh, you don't have audio of a token, mate?
So
I love Australia, man.
I was trying to find it and oh, there it is. Whoever put this story together, it won't actually open. We're gonna go cold on this and just see what she has to say. Here you go.
Okay.
We'll see how this goes.
Yeah. Greg on here. I just want to start by thanking all the people who have supported me. I really appreciate the positivity and I'm glad I was able to bring some joy into your lives.
Lots of it.
Right.
Tons of it.
I didn't realize that would also open the door to so much hate.
Well, where do you live?
Which has frankly been pretty devastating.
That's sad.
Well, I went out there and I had fun. I did take it very seriously.
She wasn't just messing off.
Preparing for the Olympics and I gave my all, truly.
No, not so much.
I'm honored to have been a part of the Australian Olympic team and to be part of breaking's Olympic debut.
Anyway.
Okay.
But that was the key thing. I wanted to point out that.
Couple plot holes on that one. Couple plot holes I want to point out.
Go ahead.
I think she mentions that she prepared that.
Yep.
And she went in to do her best.
Yep.
I mean, I don't even know that I really need to comment on that. I mean,
plot hole Tony is on the case here.
It's just like, what? And then, like, she's surprised at all the hate. Like, where do you live? Do you live on planet Earth on 2024? Like,
maybe Australia is kind of isolated.
I don't know about that, but I'm just saying, like, you got to expect, yes, you're going to get some good, but there's also going to be a lot of hate out there.
Yeah.
It's whatever you do.
Yeah, no matter what.
I mean, yeah.
So. Yeah. Even those that win medals will sometimes get hate because they could have done something better or different.
Oh, yeah. It's endless. It's endless. So, whatever. She's got Funko Pops now. She's fine. She's good.
So, I do get a
kick. You make it if you made a Funko Pop, I guess.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, you're now a part of cultural history here.
I don't think Haktua Girl even has a Funko Pop, so let's go Ray Gun. I'm on Team Ray Gun now.
Never mind.
I'm going to get a jumpsuit. Okay. I bet you those are selling like hotcakes. It's going to be the hottest prediction. That's Halloween the hottest costume. Halloween costume this year is Ray Gun.
You're probably not wrong.
Yep.
You're probably not
100%.
Wrong. 100%. So anyway, she did take it seriously. That was the takeaway that I wanted to share with everyone that was taken seriously. And that was prepared, apparently. Did you have any other plot holes you wanted to get to before we move on?
We're good. She's good.
Okay.
She's good. We're good.
All right. That's good. Nick's Nonsense is on the way soon. Good morning and happy Friday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew. Well, good morning and happy Friday, Mix 108 Morning good Brew. Morning. Nick Cooper, Tony Hart. Let's talk Nick's Nonsense. We'll talk about an NFL player. Guy, it's like his second or third year in the NFL. Will Levis, quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. So when he joined the NFL ranks, you know, a lot of NFL players, a lot of sports figures, when they join their professional league, do interviews with the media.
Sure.
And he made a comment about putting mayo in his coffee. Gross.
Why would you do that in the first place?
Well, because there's been people that have talked about...
Do people do that? Like, is that a thing?
I don't know about mayo, but I've heard about people putting, like, butter in their coffee. Apparently, the fat content helps you, like, more slowly metabolize the caffeine.
Oh, okay.
So maybe that's a thing with mayo, too.
Fats do that, yep.
Yep. So anyway, he made this comment. There's been, you know, his rookie year, there was some stuff about mayo and him, and then it kind of went away. Well, now here we are again, the kickoff of a new football season just around the corner. And he and the mayonnaise company Hellmann's have teamed up for an ad campaign promoting a product, Parfum de Mayonnaise.
Parfum de Mayonnaise. So assuming that it smells like mayonnaise, it would include like oil, vinegar, like a Dijon mustard smell. And of course, you know, everybody likes to wear egg, right?
My favorite.
And a little lemon juice, maybe sometimes, I think, in mayonnaise.
So they describe the scent as tart lemon with mayo accord and coffee undertones to play into the coffee thing.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. So they
put this is a sale. Partnership with him and the mayonnaise company, Hellmann's?
Between Hellmann's, yep. Okay.
So, hey, good for him. He got a Hellman sponsorship deal out of it. He's, you know, spokesperson now.
The bottle looks pretty fancy. Yeah. Dark glass bottle, gold lettering.
It's got a little Temu vibe to it, but it's all right.
A little Temu vibe. It does have the Hellman's logo on the very top.
Yeah.
So it's being sold, or I should say, had been sold for $8 a bottle, which is a pretty decent bargain for what's essentially a collectible, right? You got to think nobody's spraying themselves with this stuff.
God, I hope not.
Yeah. So, there's more scent things in here. Parsley, musk, creamy vanilla. Pile of scents. Nice. So there, apparently Hellman's has been doing this daily allotment, and every day it's selling out instantly.
Wow, that's funny.
So it's just, you know, they're only doing a few of them every day, and they keep selling out. If you're curious, you want to see more, there's pictures on the website for it of him, like, laying on a football field with his, licking his finger, mayonnaise off his finger. It's kind of funny.
Like Marky Mark underwear vibes, except with mayonnaise. Disturbing. So
they set up a website, willlevisnumber8.com. You can see it for yourself. It's a thing. And there's your Knicks nonsense for this morning. We'll see what's trending at the top in a couple minutes here in Mix It Away.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX-FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square Media station.
Well, good morning and happy Friday, 7:02 and 64 degrees downtown Duluth. Right now at the Mix 108 studios, we're going to see a high today. A few degrees warmer, upper 60s. There is a dense fog advisory in effect now until 10 a.m. And we're expecting that to at least burn off some. But there is rain chances as we head through the day today and into this evening. And even in tomorrow a little bit. I know that the forecast initially was saying nice, dry, sunny day, but apparently we're seeing a 20% chance of rain showers. Slight chance for Saturday. Not going to ruin any plans from the sound of it, but just something to be aware of. We'll see temperatures warming up, though, into the mid-70s once again for Saturday. Sunday, the nicer of the 2 days from the updated forecast. We're looking at 77 and sunny, and that's about what we're going to see again on Monday, those mid to upper 70s and sunny conditions for getting into the week a little bit further. Music on the way for you soon from Justin Bieber. Hozier now here at Mix It Away. Good morning and happy Friday. Mix 108 Morning Brew on a Friday morning. So if you're sitting there having a cup of coffee this morning as you're going about your morning routine or trying to fire up your day, there's some new research out, and this seems like we get this with certain things every few years. There's updated research that says something different with food items or certain things. So the latest change is, we talked about this even earlier this year, how much coffee is too much coffee. Remember that, Tony? We talked about that?
Yes.
Yeah. So now there's new research out that says that too much coffee, especially if you work in a high-stress job, can be a problem for your heart, you know, cause elevated problems blood pressure, things like that.
Okay. Wow. You're drinking too much, it just could be a problem for the toilet.
Wow. I love how you go there.
Well,
so how much is too much, you might ask? And the answer is
3 cups.
Not far. It's four cups of coffee.
Yeah, 4 is like absolute max. If you're having a bad day and you need to go for the 4th, go for it. But no,
they say
you will pay for it. maybe not that night, but at least the next morning you'll pay for it.
Wow. So they say 600 milligrams, whether you're doing coffee, whether you're doing, a caffeine-infused beverage of some other kind. That's the line that if you're regularly having that much or more, could be troublesome. But specifically with coffee, apparently, Tony's his line in the sand.
Yeah, it took me a while to figure it out, like in my early coffee days. Now I'm usually like maybe two a day.
Okay.
I mean, there's been days I push it to 3, but those days you go to 4. Lord, look out.
Woo! Really appreciate you painting that picture.
Well, I mean, it's life. It happens. It is what it is.
You're not wrong.
It is what it is.
So
you go ahead and drink 4 cups of coffee and you tell me about it tomorrow, okay? Or later this afternoon.
Do we know?
He's about 3 or 4.
Okay.
I think he goes 4 max. Co-worker guy.
He toes the line. He gets up there and he
tickles it every day, but doesn't quite cross it. And he's been drinking coffee since he was like 10, though. So
sure. Yeah. I mean, systems.
His body is built to handle more, I think.
Okay. That's fair.
You know, when, God forbid, should you have some like microwave white slider, some White Castle that night, too, with four cups of coffee. God. Not to clear out a neighborhood.
Life lessons with Tony Hart. So, Tony, you got a story coming up here about a young Minnesota girl that was playing the role of superhero, basically.
Oh, yeah. It's a pretty pretty interesting story about a girl who helped her dad out with a baseball bat in a fight.
Wow. All right. Well, get
love
to that. Plus, we'll debut that new song we were talking about a little while ago. Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga together. That's coming up in a little while here. Mix It Away. Good morning and happy Friday.
That's a good collaboration. Yeah. I really love the sound of those two together. Gaga sounds great with anybody. Like, her voice has such a range.
It does.
Where she can really adjust to, like, sing with, like, a Tony Bennett, a smoky singer, lounge singer, to, like, a Bruno Mars who's, like, high, can hit those notes.
Yep.
Like, she's phenomenal in the song. And he's Bruno Mars. He's just, he's just him.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, good song. I like it. Out of 10, I'm going to give it a solid 7 out of 10.
Okay.
7 out of 10.
As someone I know would say, well, that's a C, Tony.
I'll give it. Okay. That's fine. It's a C song.
I don't judge by that scale, but
B minus, C plus. I mean, it's good. I like it.
So there was a press statement given. This all kind of popped up this week. They've been working on it for a while, but we as the public didn't know about it until just the end of the week this week here. But so Gaga said in a statement, Bruno and I have had a long mutual respect for each other, and we've talked about collaborating for a while now. I was finishing up my own album in Malibu, and one night, after a long day, he asked me to come out to his studio to hear something he was working on. It was around midnight when I got there, and I was blown away by what I heard and what he had started making. We stayed up all night, finished writing and recording the song.
Oh, that's cool.
And she commented on how Bruno's talent is just beyond explanation. And so she was excited to be part of this, but it was something he had been working on, and it kind of brought together something he'd been talking about for quite a while. So kind of a neat deal.
Cool. So he kind of trapped her. He's like, hey, come over and listen to this. And then he's like, you know, there's kind of a duetty kind of feel to this song. Do you want to sing on it?
Uh-huh.
And then up all night.
Boom. Done. So there it is. Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, their collaboration, Die With a Smile. Tony giving you a 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10.
I'll give it an 8 out of 10.
Wow.
How's that sound?
Oh, B. All right.
Yeah. If we're going on that grading scale. Coming up, Tony's got a story for you about a young Minnesota girl who, as you said, helped her dad out, kind of taking care of something kind of important. Big deal.
I mean, really, the headline says it all. Minnesota 8-year-old beats Amazon driver thief with baseball bat. Stick around for that.
Jeez. Well, there it is. I don't know what else to say about that. We'll learn more coming up soon here in Mix It 08.
Mix 108, good morning. It is the Morning Brew. It is Tony and Nick. And this story comes out of the Twin Cities. Maplewood, Minnesota, where Big Discount Liquors is located.
Okay.
They were getting ready to, the guy's name is Leo. He's the store manager. He was getting ready to close the store for the day. It was around 9:30 this last Saturday night. Hanging behind the counter, getting ready to close the store, when all of a sudden...
Leo says he was preparing to close the store around 9:30 Saturday night when this man walked in and wandered through the store. Surveillance video shows him wearing an Amazon uniform, reaching in his pocket before setting a realistic BB gun on the counter.
Put the gun on the table. He asked me to give him all the money and everything I got in the register.
So dude just must have got off work and felt like robbing the place?
Apparently. Jeez.
Crazy.
And I told him, yes, I give you everything.
But behind the counter, beside Leo, his 8-year-old daughter.
I tried to talk to him and say, you know what? I got my daughter here. Put the gun down. Move it away from her. I will give you everything. Take everything.
But when he started walking behind the counter,
I'm a dad. I'm not going to be let that happen.
Leo punches the man, wrestling him to the floor. Seconds later,
I'm coming to the rescue.
You see his brave little girl.
So I'm so proud of her. So she's so strong.
Grab a baseball bat.
This is
wow.
The bat. She was holding it.
In the surveillance video shared by WCCO-TV in the Twin Cities, you can see Leo's daughter. They don't give her name in the story, but she grabs a baseball bat that must be there for whatever security reasons.
Sure.
And she slugs the guy about 3 times. Like, her and her dad are on the floor wrestling.
Right.
So she walks up, grabs the baseball bat, slugs him a couple times with the baseball bat, and then runs.
Jeez.
Runs away for safety. The guy was caught.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. He's been charged with, like, first degree. He's a 37-year-old guy. He's charged with first degree attempted aggravated robbery. He'll be back in court today in Ramsey County. Amazon said that he worked for a third-party delivery service, and he's, well, obviously be fired immediately, right. They said. But he does have a previous conviction from 2004 of first-degree aggravated robbery.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Well, thankfully,
Leo and his daughter are safe.
Exactly.
And she's a slugger.
I guess.
Like, she earned free ice cream for the rest of her life from that dad right there, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, that's a situation where, what do you want for Christmas or whatever, your birthday or whatever the case may be, you're gonna make good on those promises for sure.
Yeah, for sure. If you want to see the incredible video of this little 8-year-old letting this thief have it, you can check out the Mix 108 app or go to mix108.com. We got it featured up on there. But yeah, like I said, thankfully everybody's okay. Dude was caught. He'll go to jail. He'll be fired from his Amazon job, and life is good.
There you go. Justice served.
Yes. On the end of a bat from an 8-year-old.
No kidding. We're going to see what's trending at the top in a couple minutes here. Good morning and happy Friday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor, Duluth Superior, a Town Square Media station.
8:02 on a Friday morning. It's currently 65. We're not going to warm up much more. Maybe a little further into the upper 60s to 70 today. So areas of rain, showers, and maybe even some pop-up thunderstorms possible through the day and into this evening. As, again, we warm up to those upper 60s or 70. Chances of rain tonight, and then again tomorrow, a 20% chance of rain showers possible. Then the nicer of the 2 days is Sunday. Be in the mid-70s tomorrow, and then again mid-70s to maybe upper 70s on Sunday with plenty of sun, and that's how we look into Monday as well. Sunny and mid to upper 70s, so we'll get through some chances of rain, and then nice end of the weekend and start to next week.
Ooh, beautiful.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, now my computer's frozen. I'm sorry.
I love when that happens.
I had a story already here now.
It's okay.
Completely locked up. I'm so sorry.
Let you hang here.
Let's just move on.
Okay.
Story wasn't important anyways. We just move on. Now it's on freezing. But anyways, okay, forget about it. Let's just move on.
Okay.
We'll move on. Coming up, well, I do want to talk about this. I did post this on Facebook yesterday.
Yes.
Bucket list concerts. Like, what is a concert that is on your bucket list that you need to knock off?
Right.
7402-MIX is our phone number, or you can join the conversation on our Facebook page, or feel free to drop us a message through our Mix 108 app. But what is a bucket list concert? I'm knocking one off my list this weekend.
Nice.
Maybe you are too.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. But what is a bucket list concert? We've got some great answers that we'll go through, and we'd love to put you on the radio to talk about what your bucket list concert is.
I'm all in on this conversation.
7402-MIX. Good morning. It's the Morning Brew on Mix 108.
Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Friday. What is a bucket list concert you would like to see? Got to get that checked off the list. Tony, you're checking one off this weekend. I'm surprised you've never seen Metallica before.
I'm surprised I've never seen Metallica before, but I've never seen Metallica before, and I'm excited, pumped up to see them twice this weekend at US Bank Stadium. Just a busy weekend down in the Twin Cities, and then Green Day and Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah.
I've never seen Green Day live. I've seen Smashing Pumpkins live.
Okay.
And then Def Leppard.
Yep.
Seen them.
Sure.
Journey, seen them. And Steve Miller Band, I think I've seen them. They're playing Monday night at Target Field.
It's a busy weekend.
Busy weekend. Lots of people knocking concerts off their bucket list this weekend.
So
is Metallica on your bucket list?
Yes.
Or is it just a band? Okay, I'll go see Metallica.
It's not like at the very top, but it's one of those bucket list acts. Because there's a lot of acts that, they reach a certain level. And I don't know every single song in the Metallica library.
Nor do I mean.
But you know, there's a lot of them that I do appreciate. So, yeah. and they're, you know, they're kind of, they're at that high tier, you know, they're way up there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited to have that, that experience this weekend myself. But I was thinking about that because you asked, like, what are some that you're excited to still check off your bucket list? And I've actually, over the last couple of years, been doing a lot of those. And it's, like, all over the place. The Eagles last November because it was their farewell tour.
Yeah.
And I had never seen them before. That was a fun show. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
It was cool to see the Eagles before they were done.
I never saw them. Garth Brooks a couple years ago.
Saw him.
George Strait a couple years ago. I'm trying to think of a few other ones.
I get it, though.
Yeah, I mean, huge name. Yeah. And there's a bunch of other ones that are just, they're active right now.
Who's last? Who's left on your list?
Like, so
there's one that you could just knock off today. Who would it be?
If I had to pick only one, I'd probably say Foo Fighters.
I've never seen them.
So I bought tickets for the guy before Taylor died.
Yeah.
And like, well, what?
Okay, well, next time they come to town, we'll go see Foo Fighters. I'll take you to Foo Fighters. It'll be my fifth Foo Fighters concert.
Dang.
Sarah mentioned Def Leppard.
Okay.
Well, luckily she says she's taking care of that on Monday. So have fun, Sarah. That's awesome that you get to knock that off your bucket list. Athena says Post Malone. I'd like to see Post live. Yep. He'd be good. One Direction, says Lauren.
Get him back together.
Pink. Of course, she's always on tour.
Yes.
But she's fantastic live here. I've never seen her, but Trisha says Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
Seen him once. He was fun. I just more remember Timbaland DJing in the middle of the concert. I was pretty drunk that night. I don't know why. I was pretty drunk. I think we took a limo down or something for that one. So a lot of people are saying Pink. There are several people that are saying Pink. Shanta says Cher.
Oh, okay.
Dig the pick.
Nice.
I don't know that she's quite on my bucket list, but...
But that's like, one of those icons.
I wouldn't say no to free Cher tickets. That's what I'll say to that.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep, yep.
I love seeing icons.
Yes.
Like, I got a chance to see James Brown once.
Oh.
And it was one of those, like, they're like, do you want tickets? I'm like, well, he's kind of a legend, so yeah, I'll go see James Brown.
Sure.
Wow. And you know why they're a legend after you see them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Shane says Mumford & Sons.
Okay.
Okay, I like that. Teddy Swims, according to Jessica. Here, you should. Heather and you would be friends. George Strait, she says.
Fun show.
I bet.
Sounds great.
Kathleen says Jelly Roll. I've seen Jelly Roll a couple times. He's fantastic live. He's a lot of fun. I love that he could just float between country, pop, rock. He's just a cool, chill dude. We got a phone call, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Hold on here a second. Good morning, Mix and Wait. Who's this?
Hey, this is Connie.
Do you have a bucket list concert that you need to knock off your list?
Yes, I'd love to see Harry Styles.
Oh, okay.
That'd be a fun one. Yeah. Pretty cool to see, I think.
I almost went to Italy to see him, and I just couldn't swing the time it was.
Wow.
But that would have been a heck of a trip, though.
Concert.
Wow, yeah, that would be amazing. Well, he's young yet. I'm sure you'll get a chance to see him. He'll hit the road plenty more, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I'm hoping he does one in the U.S. that would be closer. Italy was kind of a long way.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a trip. You know, I see him joining, like, I see him playing, like, something like that Yacht Fest, that Minnesota Yacht Club
that could happen.
Festival.
Yeah.
Like, he's a perfect artist that would play something like that.
Yeah.
So let's keep our fingers crossed that he comes to something like that. Connie, have a good day, okay?
You too. Thanks much.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
So what's one that comes to mind for you?
7402-MIX is our phone number, or feel free to open up the Mix 108 app and send an audio message. Use the open mic feature and just tell us what's the artist or band that's on your bucket list. You know, I'd love to see, I thought of one before he dies, like John Williams.
Oh.
You know, like a conductor like that would be really cool. Like,
yeah.
Hans Zimmer is coming to the cities.
Oh,
doing like all his soundtracks and stuff. Like that would be an amazing show to go see. I think that already sold out though. But that would be a really cool show to see something different.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay. 7402 Mix is our phone number. Give us a call. Share your. See, you get me going on a topic like this, and I'm so scatterbrained because some, you know, things will pop into your head, and you're like, "Oh, yeah,
I want to go see them." I know a lot of the ones that I have in mind have been brought up, but yeah, let us know what yours is, and maybe you got a story about it, or maybe here's a different angle. Maybe there's someone you wish you could have seen, but you can't anymore.
The list is super long on that. So first on my list, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, MJ.
I would love to see Michael Jackson live back in the day.
Woo, Lord.
Let us know yours, 7402 Mix. Hit us up on our mobile app as well. It's the Mix It Away Morning Brew. Good morning. Friday Morning Brew on Mix It 08, and we're talking concerts. What's what bucket list concert you are hoping to get checked off your list? 7402 Mix or hit us up on our mobile app. So I thought of one.
Oh, yeah?
In the pop music world, I'd really like to see Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, he'd be pretty good. I hear he puts on a great live show.
Have you ever watched any videos of him doing anything live? Like,
No, I honestly haven't.
So I'm gonna try to remember to send a couple videos to you. And so it's not like in a tour situation, but just like in a studio.
Yeah.
Him just like riffing and just going. And the dude.
Yeah, he's super talented.
Him and his loop pedal and his guitar, and he can do some wild stuff.
He sold out U.S. Bank Stadium a couple years ago, right? If I remember right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, he.
You'll get a chance to see him.
Oh, and then, like, I'm not worried about a chance to see him. It's just like, that's one of those ones that.
That's a good choice.
If you see some live videos, whether it's in a concert experience or just like in a studio, like, the dude is super talented and the things he can do, just him, is wild.
Like, I was just looking through my vinyl collection in my office to see, like, who do I need to see here? And the only one that I can come across is like, this might sound weird, but Pink Floyd would be cool to see.
Yeah.
And most of the members are still alive and they could do it if they wanted to, but there's too many personality things there. That's not going to happen. Like, I've seen individuals of the band live before, like David Gilmour and Roger Waters.
Right.
Not together as Pink Floyd. So that would be pretty cool to see, but it'll never happen.
Some other ones on our Facebook page. Trish said AJR. I've heard earlier this year, they were in the cities, and I had a friend of mine that went, and they said it was a great show. AJR was. So that's a good one to go and check out.
I thought of a comedian, actually.
Oh,
another
okay.
A comedian. I've never seen Andrew Dice Clay before live, and I would love to see the Dice Man live. I mean, I get he's not what he used to be.
Sure.
But he still tours, and he still does shows, so I would love to see the Dice Man sometime.
Okay.
Just to say I saw the Dice Man live.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Don't lie.
It's like, yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to see that.
Like you said before,
a lot
of folks saying Pink. A couple mentions of Post Malone. I'd love to see Post Malone. Even, like, because obviously I've got a little bit of a country streak in me. I enjoy country music, too. But just even before that, I just enjoy Posty, what he's got going on, his music. Another one that comes to mind, and I got to see if I can try to find a way to swing it. I don't remember what day they're playing, but a guy that when he first hit the scene, I thought this is a bad gimmick. And I've since grown to love what he does musically.
T-Pain.
Oh, T-Pain.
And the fact that he's doing the show with Ludacris at the State Fair.
Yeah, that would be a good show to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, T-Pain is like incredibly talented.
Super talented. No, the more I got to, because the first song rolled out, I was like, okay, this is kind of a silly gimmick with the auto-tune thing. And then the more I was like, okay, I get it now. I get it. So what is yours? You can hit us up on our mobile app or call us up 7402-MIX.
I thought of a band that I'd like to see that I have seen twice before.
Okay.
But I'd like to see one more time before it all comes to an end because they're getting old and they probably won't tour much anymore is AC/DC.
Oh.
Like, they're currently touring Europe or did. So I'm expecting that they'll do a big stadium tour in the States next year. That'll kind of be their farewell tour.
Sure.
But if you've never seen them before.
I've not seen them before. That's another one
that's on your bucket list.
Make a note of that.
Yeah.
A couple other ones in that same era. So Steve on our Facebook page said ELO.
Okay. Yeah.
They're all still alive, aren't they?
I don't know.
I guess I'm not sure about that. There was another person, I forgot their name, but somebody said Heart. I know that they put a pause on touring because one of the sisters is dealing with some medical issues, but they're opening it back on the road, I think, next year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, lots of good stuff. And I think that's...
I kind of regret not seeing 50 Cent when he was here not too long ago.
Yeah,
that would have been a good show.
That'd be a really good show.
But I think he's done touring now.
Darn it.
Wasn't that like his farewell tour?
It might have been. I guess I don't know that for sure.
He'll tour.
He'll come back. He'll do something at some point in time. Music on the way for you soon. Shaboozy, Dua Lipa. Also check in with WDIL coming up here. Mix It Away. Good morning. Mix What Away Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Friday. Nick Cooper, Tony Hart, and Leah joining us from WDIL. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
We're doing well so far. How's your Friday going?
Going good. We had a little bit of a ghost in our studio, and they're fixing all the lighting. I think a spirit was playing with our lights this early morning, but it worked out fine for the show. But now they're figuring out the actual problem.
That seems to be a thing in TV spaces. So I've been involved in some TV productions around the region here, and it seems like wherever I've been, there's always spirits.
I was gonna say it's the news anchors of years past.
Yeah, so or like old engineers or different things like that. Yeah, so
exactly
keeps things interesting. Exactly. So this morning we've been talking about bucket list concerts. Tony's checking one off his list, and I guess I would say I am too. Metallica is going to be in the Twin Cities this weekend. There's a lot of shows. We talked about that yesterday. But based on that, what is a bucket list show or two you really need to check off your list sometime soon?
The number one on my list would be seeing Adele. I know right now she's doing a residency out in Munich, Germany, but even her Vegas residency, the videos, and it just seems like such a gorgeous evening, and I love her music. I always have. That's one that's like, if I had the opportunity to put, because you have to dress like evening black tie-ish for some of them, especially in Vegas. So I was like, if I had an evening to do all that, like, I would love it. And then I would say the one that got away that we were talking about was Chris Stapleton. I couldn't get the tickets. I couldn't get the people. I couldn't get the time. It was a weekday, and it was probably in midterm time, too. So it just didn't happen. But and then I guess another one is I am a Swiftie. I am in the Beehive. So if Beyonce, Taylor Swift, I had the opportunity, I would for sure jump on it. I was not so lucky in the Ticketmaster situation.
Yeah.
For the most recent tours.
Stuff, yeah.
You have to have a good IP address.
Beyonce would be fun to see. I'd like to see her. I'm not sure she's quite on my bucket list. Like, but she's a phenomenal performer. I'd love to see her.
Right.
Yeah. We love a good performance.
Like, if she teamed up and did a tour with Jay-Z, like her and Jay-Z, I'd be 100% in.
Oh, that would be so cool.
100% in on that, yeah.
That would be too good. Yeah.
Have they done that before?
I think it's usually been like her tour and he'll come on.
Just pop on occasionally, right?
Okay. Yeah, he'll do a show or two.
Yeah, so Kanye needs to open and then it'd be Jay-Z, Beyonce. I'm all in on that show.
Take my money that point in time.
That'd be fun.
I don't know if you could get Kanye to open for anybody nowadays.
Well, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. But I'd love to see Kanye.
Well, you just got to call it something different. You don't say you're the opener. You say you're the first act.
The first act.
Yeah, he's the first featured artist.
He might do that for Jay-Z, though.
This is true.
They're going to get along.
Yeah, exactly. Got a lot of work together. So, got kind of a gloomy morning this morning. What's happening with the weather world here as we head into the weekend?
We're seeing a lot of dense fog across the region, especially along the North Shore and here at the head of the lake. So fog will be lifting throughout the middle of the morning. We have a fog advisory in place till 10 in the morning, so be mindful on those roadways. We're going to see some scattered showers throughout our afternoon, and these cloudy conditions are going to continue into the early parts of our Saturday, but we're going to start to dry up from there and see some temperatures make their way towards those upper 70s that we've been enjoying before this cool stretch.
Well, that's a good way to, as we start to get toward the end of the month and get ready for the state fair, upper 70s, that's okay.
I agree. Upper 70s is a nice, it's not too hot, but it just still feels like summer.
Yeah. Well, and so there's those that have a little bit of snark to their commentary about the state fair will often call, so the nickname for it's the Great Minnesota Get Together.
Stink.
Oh, yes. But I've heard that one.
The Great Minnesota Stink Together or Sweat Together.
Sweat Together.
Because it seems like almost every year we'll get that stretch of like 90 for a couple days during the fair. And you're walking around. You're like, ugh.
It's that all for one, one for all mentality of if we're going to go, we're going to sweat it out.
It's a good enjoy time. It's
yeah. Good. I'm sure there's enough refreshing treats and fun rides to make it all worth it.
Oh, for sure. Just have an extra frosty beverage.
That's oh, exactly. Yeah, we went through the whole list and there are some tasty ones on there.
Exactly. Just an excuse to have another one. Well, you have yourself a good weekend, all right?
Yes, you guys as well. And we'll talk on Monday.
Sounds good. Have a good one. See you. Bye.
Bye, guys.
We're going to kick off your workday 108 minutes commercial free, brought to you by the Beard of Nicolay Law, nicolaylaw.com. Lady Gaga, Tommy Richardson, and more all on the way here. Mix it away. Good morning.